You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Your weight could wind up playing a more important role than you might think in the type of death you might have. A new study done for the University of Michigan Institute for Healthcare Policy and Innovation discovered strong connections between your weight and your end-of-life care. Dr. Jennifer Griggs is the senior author. She's a professor at the University of Michigan Medical School, and she treats patients at the U of M Comprehensive Cancer Center. So good to have you with us, Doctor. Welcome.
Thank you.
What question were you seeking to answer in this study?
We were interested in knowing whether or not obesity, or even being overweight, played a role in whether or not patients had access to hospice care at the end of life.
And what prompted that question? I'm curious what got minds thinking about, we need to look into this. What was observed?
It started out with us wondering whether or not the physical care of a heavier patient was a barrier to receiving care in the home at end of life, which is really where most people want to be when they're dying. And then also, I have studied quality of care in obese patients for many years. And as a cancer professional, I was interested in the continuum of care because even though we hope for a cure, even though we hope for a long life, many patients with cancer ultimately die of their disease. And so although we think about survivorship care and we think about and study treatment of cancer, some of our patients do ultimately die of cancer, as everybody who's been touched by this disease does know. And so in thinking about where people die, we wanted to know, did obesity influence not only treatment decisions, which I've shown over the years with my team, we wanted to look at where people died. And hospice care is best received in the home, but some people want to die in a treatment facility on hospice. One does not need to be in a hospice facility or at home. You can be in either place, but we know that studies have shown that hospice care improves quality of life, it improves symptom management, such as shortness of breath, pain control, and even after the patient has died, families will tell us that their quality of life, their bereavement experience is better if the patient was on hospice.
So this is what we all like to kind of call a good death.
That's correct.
So you and your team dug into records from more than 5,600 senior citizens. What did you find?
Well, we used the Health and Retirement Survey, which is actually housed here at the University of Michigan, linked that to Medicare records in those participants in the Health and Retirement Study who gave us consent to do so. That's done at the time of enrollment. And we studied a large group of patients in whom we had their self-reported height and weight, in whom we were thus able to calculate their body mass index, which is really the traditional way we calculate obesity status. And we found that the heavier the person was, and we used their body mass index closest to the time of death, the less likely they were to receive hospice care at the time of death.
And why do you think this is?
Well, there's several reasons that we hypothesize may play a role. One is instrumental. It's just harder to take care of somebody on hospice if they're heavier. So repositioning the person in the bed, lifting them up, transferring them from the bed to the bathroom or a commode at the bedside is harder. It takes more people to do so. And if you're at home, you don't have 24/7 care. So just an instrumental practical point of view, it's harder to take care of people when they're heavy. It may be the same thing in a residential hospice. People who care for people in hospice, volunteers, are more likely to be injured. Hospice nurses, nurses could be more likely to be injured taking care of a heavy patient. And then there's the other thought that it could be more expensive. You need lifts to take care of people, and hospices get paid a flat fee. No matter how intense it is to take care of that patient, they don't make more money. There's no adjustment for that. So a policy implication may be that we need to reimburse hospices more if the care of the patient is more expensive. And then the third thought that we have is that doctors and hospice nurses may not recognize the signs of approaching death in a patient who's heavier.
Interesting. Why would that be?
Well, we look at somebody. You might think of somebody you've seen in the home when you go visit a relative, and you look at that person and they're wasting. So we see that wasting around the forehead, for example, or we see the cheekbones and we say this person looks like they're approaching death. In somebody who's very heavy, we may not see what our co-authors call the signposts of an impending death.
So they don't get in time.
That's
they
right.
don't get referred to hospice care in time.
That's right. So these are things we're investigating as our future work.
What kind of reaction did your study results bring? Were people surprised?
Well, this is a recently published study, so we haven't yet heard what the medical field thinks. But when we've shown it to our colleagues, many people have been very surprised, and they've asked the same questions. Why is this? And then what are we going to do about it?
And that's the next question.
That's
right. What can be done? I guess we have to think in terms of policy changes, but also perhaps medical education and perception and attitude changes? Is it a several-pronged approach?
As most good sciences, we raise more questions than answers. And because we know that hospice is really the ideal place for a dying person and their families, our hope is that this work will get people to ask the questions. And obviously, without blaming patients, we do want to raise awareness. Perhaps a family who's got a family member who's dying of cancer or living with other serious illnesses, physicians, regardless of the specialty, this was not just confined to cancer patients. These were patients with dementia, heart disease, lung disease. There were patients with all diseases included in this sample. We might need to start to think more broadly about who's eligible for hospice. I was even thinking we could make referrals independent of weight. Perhaps referrals should be done before the patient's actually seen by the referring hospice. Perhaps the decision about hospice acceptance should be made before the patient's even seen by the accepting hospice.
Which means what? Who would be making that decision?
So the hospice that would be accepting the patient doesn't meet the patient.
They just sees the medical records.
That's right. They see the medical records. So they might just see the facts and not see the patient's body habitus or the body size.
What message is in your study, Dr. Griggs, for family members? Because probably at the point that someone needs hospice care, they're probably not able to do a lot of advocating for themselves, are they? Or does it depend?
You know, a lot of doctors will say my patients and the families don't want to go on hospice. And the biggest thing I've heard from my patients and the families is, why didn't you refer me sooner? So I think the message really is as much for medical providers, nurses, hospices, and other caregivers as it is for families.
But so the message for families and patients would be what?
The message for patients and families is hospice is the best place to be towards the end of life, and learn as much as you can about what hospice has to offer.
And again, realizing that that weight issue, that obesity issue could be a barrier. And maybe it's up to family members and a patient to push through that barrier.
That's right. It need not be a barrier. So many of our patients who are heavy do go on hospice, and that is the best way to get care. I think the system needs to adjust to provide the best care to heavy patients.
What do you hope will come out of this study?
Well, I hope people will perk up their ears and think about policies to remove any disincentives for hospices to be able to accept patients. Hospices have an open policy. They want to take care of patients. They want to provide the best care. It may be a block to referral. The blockage may be in the referral policies as opposed to the acceptance policies. I know hospice workers who want to provide care to these patients. What we need to do is remove any disincentives, so any cost barriers or care barriers that are in the way of accepting these patients.
The study has been published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Dr. Jennifer Griggs, who's a professor at the University of Michigan Medical School, the senior author of the study, which is titled
The Relationship of Obesity to Hospice Use and Expenditures.
And it's really, really startling findings that you found. Again, just to kind of recap, the fact that the more obese somebody is, the less likely they are to have hospice care. And so I'm sure you're hoping that this study will change that.
I am. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Griggs.